Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. Got an interesting episode topic today. Stay tuned. Hang in there because it may be different than what you think. You may be inspired by something. You may think about something differently than you've ever thought about it before. It may even hopefully drop the divide between many, many folk. So let's get into it. The information I'm giving to you is not speculation. It's truth. Not just my truth. This is something I've learned through my experience as a psychic medium. It is also what I'm receiving as a download, as a message right now and giving to you guys. So I'm speaking quite plainly. It may be jarring for some people to listen to, but that's not my intention. My intention is clarity. So do we all go to heaven? Do all humans go to the same place? And before I clarify heaven exactly and what's really going on out there, I'm going to speak in general terms. Do humans all go to the same place? Is there a divide? Are we divided as we are in human form? Do serial killers go to the same place as good, honest, upstanding citizens? And this may be shocking to some who believe that judgment and punishment is dished out in the air quotes afterlife. But the truth is, all humans, all animals, all spirit, all beings go to the same place. It is a place of light, and it's not a place separate from here. And some people may be up in arms because that completely deconstructs their beliefs about heaven and hell. And then if you're good, you go to a good place. If you do right, if you do what's expected of you, if you live by the rules, you go there. If you play it wrong, air quotes wrong, if you play it wrong by society standards, you don't get invited. And what source wants you to know, what spirit wants you to understand as much as you can at this point in time, maybe you'll come back to it later with a better understanding. What they want you to see very clearly, if you can, is that division and punishment are not spiritual things. These are human things. They are biblical in a sense. But that does not mean it is of God or source. I know, sounds weird, right? But hear me out. There is no judgment. There is only love. In terms of energy and vibration and emotion, that is all that's there, and it is everything. So when people think, oh, you know, I was a good girl, I was a good boy, I deserve to go here and I'm going to be safe there. Yes, you're going to be safe, safer than ever before. But everyone else on earth who you may not have rubbed shoulders with or wanted to be around in physical form, they're all going to be there too. But we need to get out of this idea that heaven or the air quotes afterlife, I call it life after, not afterlife, it's life after. That it's like humans milling around in a big room or a big space and keeping their the human hang-ups. They keep personality traits, but that is only to identify themselves to you in a reading. When they're up there, it's one consciousness. And up there, they're not even up there, they're here. So try to open your mind and think of this in terms of spirituality, but that's such a vague term in so many ways. Try to think of it in non-human ways. It's not as human as people just all milling around and annoying each other or having to share a space with someone who was unpleasant. No, it's like a great big consciousness, and all is dropped away when you get there. So people say, how can that be? How can it be that someone who is a murderer or a serial killer, and or who did even worse things, how can it be that they, it's not right that they just get to be okay after doing all of that? Like, someone could live a life of a horrible life by the judgment of others and still go there. And here's what Source wants you to try to understand at some point in your lifetime, on your spiritual journey. Think of it as babies. We all come into this world pure. We're all born pure, innocent, with a clean slate. Anything that ends up in a, you know, constructs a life of hurting others, or a life of anger and depression and things like suicide, any of that, it's constructed through the choices and of the person and the people around them, of the environment. It's nature versus nurture, I suppose, except that we're all born pure. All babies are pure. All babies are innocent. And if you really, really listen, there's a voice inside of you honestly telling you, and you know that we're all the same. When you stop listening to what everyone else has taught you, what other people are thinking, and this is what people are discovering every day. There are millions of people discovering this at this time. Wait a minute. We're all the same. It seems obvious. And a lot of people don't want to accept that because it means they're not unique. Of course you're unique in your own way. And a lot of people feel like it gives them power to be better than another. It's the entire reason that people watch sport, I think. It's camaraderie, but it's more than that. It's a sense of validation when your team wins, and one over the other. And that's not what spirit is about. Spirituality is about true humanity. It's not about that. I think when you come to this realization that, you know, we are all the same, so what does that mean in life after? It just turns it all on its head. When you take away the divides and the barriers and the judgments of each other, and stop judging each other, for the love of Christ. Interesting I say that, because I'm not religious. It's just a saying I have we have over here in Australia, for the love of Christ. Stop judging people for going against your religion. Understand that we're supposed to have different beliefs. It's supposed to be a variety. It's supposed to be a smorgasbord. We're supposed to come together. But at the same time, it can be okay if we don't. This all sounds very vague. I understand. That's spirituality for you. But I'm very clear in my message here. Some people are quite comfortable with the idea that there's a hell, with the idea that you do something wrong, you get punished, and they feel protected by that, feeling like, good, God's looking out for me, or Jesus Christ is doing right by me, by us. And they are, just not in the way that you think. They're not punishing anybody. There's no punishment from Source. None at all. There's no judgment. You are free to choose. You are free to come and go as you please. You are free. You are free. You are free. And so is the person next to you. So is your neighbor. So if we pull our awareness away from other people's choices, just for a minute, just long enough to listen to ourselves, long enough to listen to our intuition, and long enough to hear out that voice that's saying you're the same, we'll feel ease. We'll feel compassion. This is where you start to feel empathy, but not in a sad way, in a joyful, loving way. This is where people come together in that understanding. And this is what it's like in the life after. People come together without judgment, unconditionally loving each other and all that happened. Now, I understand that this is a little bit like, I'm thinking of almost a biblical story. I don't know the Bible, but Source gives me all the information I need. I'm thinking of a biblical story where someone saw this fabled town, this mythical town. For a more modern reference, think of Harmonuptra from the Mummy movie with Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz. I know this town, it's there, I've seen it, there's a city of gold, I've seen it, I've been there. And then they come back to tell people, and they're like, well, you have no proof, there's no photos, how do we know, you know, when I don't believe you. It's very much like this. Well, I've seen it, and I'm telling you. They just said, there's nowhere to go but up from here. Once you understand that it's not about punishment, once the people around you start to understand that it's not about judgment or punishment, everyone sort of relaxes a little bit, I would hope. We come together and we live beautiful lives. We take care of each other. So this heaven, this life after, it's not a separate place. It's right here. Spirit doesn't go even as far as the next room. They never leave. But they're not stuck in servitude either. They have complete freedom. They're completely unlimited. They're omnipresent. They can be everywhere at once. And Source is saying, you know, if you believe me to be omnipresent and powerful and all these things that you believe, why would I not give that power to you too? You know, it's just so obvious. It's like you're more powerful than you know. You're freer than you think. It's that meme or that video you've seen of that child kicking in their legs in a futile attempt as they think they're drowning. They're lying in the water and they're kicking, 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 and they're panicking. And then they realize they can stand up because the water's not as deep as they think. It's exactly like that. That's like spirituality in a nutshell. So, in my experience as a psychic medium, there's no hell. Mom, there's no devil. Can I show you something? There's no demons. There's only light. And there's only love. That's it. All right, guys, I'd love your feedback. Don't attack me. I'm not up for that. Like, if you want to have a civil discussion or if you want to put your ideas forward, if you want to suggest a topic for the show, I'm open to it. straightspirit1@gmail.com. If you're feeling angry about anything I've said in this podcast, like, that's totally fine. It doesn't mean my message was wrong. You're responsible for your reaction. So don't fire a ton of hate at anyone outside of you because you're feeling this way. You're entitled to your beliefs, and as am I. That's the beauty of this life we get to choose. All right, guys. I am looking to write a book. Well, I'm writing so many books at once, but there's going to be a book about this. I may even call it Life After. See, that's now my favorite term about this. It's not the afterlife. It's not somewhere else. It's not a better place. It's here, and they're still alive. So, all right. Take care. All my love, guys. Hopefully I've cleared some things up for you. Look forward to the next episode. Bye-bye.